Morning, everybody, and Happy New Year. I've been asked to speak on my favourite psalm, and that's quite difficult for me because there are so many of the psalms that I like. But before I read the psalm I've chosen, I want to give a quote from C.S. Lewis about the psalms, which Moira Robertson might approve of. Most emphatically, the Psalms must be read as poems, as lyrics, with all the licenses and all the formalities, the hyperboles, the emotional rather than logical connections, which are proper to lyric poetry. And I always think that's really important when we're reading parts of the Bible. We have to remember what kind of literature we're reading. It's not all the same. So if we're reading the Psalms, let's remember that we're actually reading poetry. And I've chosen Psalm 27, not because it's necessarily my absolute favourite, but as I say, it's one of my favourites. And it's a psalm that's had particular meaning to me over the years, especially in my early years as a Christian. So Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject or forsake me, God, my Saviour. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. The Psalms are poems and they're written from the heart. And I think for me, what I have found over the years is whatever situation I'm in, whatever happens to me, however difficult my life can be, and believe me, it has been quite difficult at times, I can turn to the Psalms and I can find there someone who felt like I feel. It's a difficult one, this, because sometimes I think about the Psalms and some of the things that are in them. Are all the things written in the Psalms actually good? No, because there are Psalms where the writer asks for his enemies to be crushed and trampled underfoot. Do we want to do that? No. But the point about the Psalms is that they are poetry and they're also real. They're from the heart. And so I believe that God understands what's in our hearts. He understands how we're feeling. And so sometimes, even when we express something that perhaps isn't good, and it's maybe not the right way to think, and it's maybe not the most holy expression of our faith, but it's real. It comes from our heart, and God understands, and He wants us to be real. He wants us to be honest. Many years ago, I'm not going to go into any detail, but when I was a child, my mother left, my father and me and my brother and sister. And she disappeared for a while. And so I felt that pain of abandonment. And then when I was 16, my father remarried, and a month later, I was put out of the house. And that experience was a difficult one, but that was the experience that led me to move to another city, to meet somebody who gave me a Bible and who asked me to promise to read it. I had no intention of reading it, but I promised just to shut her up. And then, having given my word, something inside me, something would not let me not read it. I now believe that that was the Holy Spirit prompting me to read that Bible every day. And so I did, faithfully. Every day I started at Genesis and I read through. And as you can imagine, I read through some pretty amazing, wonderful things. And I read through some pretty shocking, horrible things. And then can you even imagine my surprise, my shock, my astonishment, and my joy when I came to this verse? For my mother and father have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me up. I couldn't believe it. I actually couldn't believe it. There in the Bible was a verse exactly for me. Sometimes people let us down. Sometimes people disappoint us. Sometimes people reject us or abandon us. And sometimes it's the very people who should love us the most who don't. And the great comfort here is that the Lord will take me in, or the Lord will take me up, whichever translation you use. This verse has comforted me so much over the years, and it's been an inspiration to me. But as you know, I've had many trials, or some of you know, I've had many trials over the years. There have been other letdowns, other disappointments. But the one thing I know is that the Lord will never let me down. He will always be there for me. I might not understand. I don't understand the trials I'm going through right now. I think most of you know that I've been going through cancer treatment, operations, chemotherapy. I don't ask the question why, because I know that if I ask the question, why me, Lord, the answer just comes back, why not you? Because if I wish it not to be me, I'm wishing it on somebody else. Verse 13, I want to move on. Verse 13 says, I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And I want to tell you today, maybe some of you are feeling down. Maybe some of you are feeling discouraged. Maybe you feel despair. Maybe you don't understand. Some of the things that have happened are difficult, to say the least. But don't despair, because the psalmist here says, I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I have seen the goodness of the Lord poured out on me through friends and through family, through all of the things that many of you listening today have done. For the little visits, for the phone calls, for the letters, for the cards, for the flowers, for the chocolates, for the biscuits, just for the company. I have seen the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hope is essential, and we have to carry on hoping. I have to carry on hoping. You have to carry on hoping, because without hope, there is despair. And verse 14 says, wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. Waiting is difficult, isn't it? Waiting for the pandemic to end. Waiting to be allowed out again, to be normal. People like me who haven't been able to go have a normal life, haven't been able to go into shops or restaurants. Waiting for the vaccine now. When will it be my turn? How long will I have to wait for the vaccine? Waiting is hard. Waiting for your hospital appointment. Waiting for that peace to come that God has promised. Waiting is difficult. God says, wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. Thank you. And now I'd like to hand over to Billy and Laura, who are going to lead us in communion. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone at West Glasgow New Church. It's our privilege to lead you in this part of this morning's service, First Communion Service of 2021. And we'd like to take this opportunity to wish you all a very blessed new year. We don't need to be reminded that 2020 was a year best forgotten. However, we also know that the Lord was with us through the good and the bad. I had chosen this particular scripture to share before having seen the yellow sheet, but it seems that great minds think alike. It's from Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I'll now hand over to Laura to give thanks to God for the bread and the wine, and then I'll lead us through the act of communion. Thank you, Laura.
Let's all pray together. Loving Heavenly Father, on this first Sunday of 2021, we bow before you with thanks that you were with us throughout the challenges of 2020, that you brought us through the highs and the lows, and that we have the assurance that you will go before us into 2021. We give you thanks in particular just now for the bread and the wine, symbols of the broken body and blood shed for our sins. As we eat the bread and drink the wine, may we remember everything that the Lord Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. In Jesus' name, amen.
I received my instructions from the Master himself and passed them on to you. The Master, Jesus, on the night of his betrayal, took bread. Having given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, broken for you. Do this and remember me." After supper, he did the same thing with the cup. "This cup is my blood, my new covenant with you. Each time you drink this cup, remember me." What you must solemnly realize is that every time you eat this bread and every time you drink this cup, you reenact in your words and actions the death of the Master.
Letting go of every single dream, I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary, I need your rest. Mighty warrior, king of the fight, no matter what I face, you're by my side. When you don't move the mountains, I'm leading you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry up to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. Truth is, you know what tomorrow brings. There's not a day ahead you have not seen. So in all things, be my life and bread. I want what you want, Lord, and nothing less. When you don't move the mountain, I'm leading you to move. When you don't part the water, I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. You are my strength and comfort. You are my steady hand.
All that's really left for me to do now is to thank everyone who has participated in this morning's service. Thank you to Billy and Laura for leading communion. Thank you to Katie for speaking with such heartfelt honesty. I'm sure that everyone really appreciates what you had to say. There was so much for us to think about and encourage us. Also a big thank you to Martin, who's been our tech person today, and it's never easy to do that job, and I really appreciate all that he's done, and also everyone who so willingly agreed to help out with the Resilience Creed. Thank you very much for doing that. Let's just close our service in prayer now. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the sense of your presence that we've had in our service this morning. We thank you so much for all of your word, and particularly today as we've been thinking about the Psalms. We thank you for the real and honest feelings which we can read about there. And we thank you that although they were written so long ago, they can speak into our lives today. We pray now that you will be with us as we go on into this day, this week, this month, and this year. Help us to remember that you are with us every step of the way. Help us to trust in you. Amen. So I think that's all I have to do for today. I'm just going to pass you over now to Lynn, who hopefully is going to be able to share some of your selfies with us. Thank you.
Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun.
Here comes the sun. Here comes.
just been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
Sun, sun, sun.